This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
This is Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Leo Honeycutt is joining me here, our regular
good morning, everybody.
With me. Leo, you had a nice weekend. You up and about getting ready for Thanksgiving?
No, I hurt from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
Well, you told me that your wife got you out there cleaning out the closet, cleaning out the garage.
Well, this is after a move after 23 years, and we had all these boxes left, and she said, this is the weekend.
Well,
finish it.
I've got the same situation. I've got this wonderful room in my house. I call it the Jim Brown workout room, and it's got all my workout equipment.
All right, let's clarify this. When's the last time you worked out in that room?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a good while. There. Now, I work out every day. But I used to go out there and kind of turn my TV and ride my exercise bike, do a little lifting, and then I'd keep some little drawing supplies. Kind of my man cave, my little man room. It was wonderful. I loved it. It's not fancy. It's not pine panel or anything like that, but it was my little tune-out place. Well, we had a little move ourselves, and then slowly, over about a month and a half, 2 months, it's become a junk room. It's filled to the ceiling, and I got no place to hang out, Leo. I'm really
no place to work out.
You are so good at cleaning out. I want you to come over this week, and I'm going to get my wife and get
I'm there.
Family, and you come over and kind of clean that. I'll be so indebted to you.
I'm there. I'll do it.
Up to Thanksgiving, we'll be. I don't know about you, Leo. Are you going to be in town? Are you going up?
No. We're going up to Mom's place because they're getting up in age, and Mom's already started that. This is probably going to be the last one.
Oh, I've heard that. In fact, I'm about to start doing that with my kids. I've got four children. Three of the four will be here with me for Thanksgiving. We're very pleased about that. But then we're getting close to Christmas. Well, you all going to come see me, aren't you? And like I said, I'm getting awful older, and I
may not be here next year.
That's a good line to play. I'm just about the age to start playing that. So, Leo, a troubling note. Here we are broadcast to most of our listeners on Sunday. If you're listening to us Sunday morning, a number of you are on your way to church. You're listening on your way to church. And there's a disturbing story in papers all over the country about religious leaders. Not disturbing, it's the right thing to do, but religious leaders eyeing improving security at church, particularly in rural churches. And the points made is with the terrible shooting that took place over in Texas, and we had the South Carolina shooting in church in a number of instances, you've got to do more than just, if you're a deacon, take up the collection and show people there's an open seat. You've got to be very minded about security, and that's a sad
thing. So you've got to start packing heat? Is that what you're about to say?
Well, I'm afraid so. You know,
packing heat in church seems to sort of go counter to what the church is about.
Here's a story that appeared, I think, in a West Coast newspaper. The headline, "Man Shoots Himself in Church While Advocating for Right to Have Guns in Church." He comes into church and is kind of showing people how to use his gun, and his gun goes off, and
that.
He shoots himself and shoots his wife.
Shoots his wife, yeah.
Shoots his wife.
Yeah, I would investigate that.
He said he'd forgotten that he had rechambered the gun, and the gun sliced the man's hand before piercing his wife's abdomen.
Oh.
They're both in their 80s. This is up in Tennessee. They're expected to survive okay. He says, "I carry my gun everywhere," while he's explaining removing the ammunition magazine and showing the firearm to other members of the church. And when he reholstered, bam, it goes off. And that's terrible. But, Leo, besides the gun, though, I think there's other things you can do. I was a state senator up in the most rural part of Louisiana, which is very, very unsparse, if you will, very few people. And I'd often, on Sunday morning, go to very rural churches out in the middle of nowhere. I could see churches in the city and outside the city putting security cameras in, giving someone the duty while you're in church to kind of keep an eye on those security cameras. You know, some strange guy comes up in the parking lot and just kind of stands there, and even if he doesn't have a gun, you maybe want to question what he's doing out mm-hmm. there. So that's very legitimate. I could see even training all your key personnel. What would happen if someone came into the church? Where are the exits? How, you know, some in this day and age, you got to do something like that. Now, when it comes to having a gun being carried, I wouldn't object to the deacon and, you know, the preacher. Some of these preachers stick a gun up there to the pulpit. It's a heck of a commentary. But in this day and age, it may mean the difference between life and death. Now, hopefully, local sheriffs will say, preacher, if you want to do something like that, we'll give you arms training into how to take care of that gun if you're not used to something like that. You know, you and I grew up in rural areas where having a gun, I was out shooting birds at 9 and 10 years old. And so in any event, it's a different time, a heck of a time we have to live like that. But it's kind of a way we live in the 21st century, right?
Yeah, I guess it is, but it just almost seems like a persecution of the church, which, of course, was persecuted 2 centuries ago. And so it's one of those things where, is this coming back around again? Because why are they being targeted? Why would you target a church? Now, the different shootings that we've had in churches have been targeting people in the church, and the shooter apparently goes ahead and decides, well, let's just go and shoot everybody up. And
well, there's several commentaries I've read this weekend saying that what happens when the press sensationalizes these calls and even tells who the shooter's name is, and you see front page stories of Bill Smith or some shooter who's out there with his gun shooting up, all of a sudden he's getting all this fame. And a guy who's more deranged or mentally off the tracks says, gosh, I can get my name in the paper like that. I can be on TV like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't make sense to you and I and to all, most of my listeners, but there's the fact remains. Now, I know some stations have the policy. Fox, and I think the Washington Post, a number of stations say, look, is the name really relevant? Unless it's someone that would be recognizable, if there's a shooting out in Colorado, what difference does it make to tell me the guy's name down here in Louisiana where we're broadcasting from? You know, you've got to cover the shooting and what's happening, but don't give the guy his own personal 15 minutes of fame, you
well,
see.
And that's true, because invariably they kill themselves, and they do it to go down in history. But you and I have talked about this discussion many times, and we wondered why it is that you put the terrorists' names and faces on international television and radio and in newspapers for the same reason. Because that's exactly what Al-Qaeda wanted. That's what Osama bin Laden wanted. And that's exactly what ISIS wants. So, you know, when this guy drove his car into the runners up in New York and they put his face, and everybody was the FBI and all the CIA, everybody else was all asking, please don't put this guy's face on the tube. Don't make a hero out of him, because that's exactly what ISIS wants.
And it's a tough call if you're in the news media, as we are, you're trying to cover the news. Then do you describe the shooter? You don't mention his name, but is he a member of a terrorist group? Because American people want to know that. Is this some isolated, deranged person? Or this is a calculated effort to go after a certain part of the country or a certain part of the population? Because you want to know that so you can make your own decisions about your own security. So it's a tough call for the media. And I don't know, the names to me aren't relevant unless it's, now, you know, if there's a shooting where you live in your hometown and it's some guy that people know, then obviously you've got to cover, that would be news.
Do you remember the name of the assassin of Abraham Lincoln?
John Wilkes Booth.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There's the point right there. And before that, nobody knew who he was outside of Washington. He was an actor. So when he fell to the stage after shooting Lincoln, he said, "Sic semper tyrannis, death to tyrants," as if he were making a political statement when in reality he had no real political affiliations.
But there have been motion pictures and books written about him. There was a new book out now about the conspirators. Where I think 6 people were hung.
Yeah, Surratt and all of them, yeah.
That's right. So, any event, it just shows you the tough call, but I think you don't mention the guy's name And hopefully the press realizes that you're sensationalizing someone that will encourage others to do the very same thing.
Copycats. Copycats.
Very much so. Hey, Jim Brown, Leo Honeycutt of the Common Sense Show. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. We got a great show today. We're going to talk about disabilities. We're going to talk about the fact that a new book out, a chilling book, disturbing book, Anatomy of a Failure, Why America Loses Every War It Starts. Now, it may seem like you're not certain about that. We'll talk about it. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquid Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey.
Welcome back, everybody. We hope that your Sunday is looking really good out here. We are here with Jim Brown and Leo Honeycutt on the Common Sense Radio Show. We've got our a few guests that we're still lining up on the fly here. But, Jim, if you're off the phone now for a little bit, let me just ask you real quick.
Leo, I'm very busy right now.
I see that.
I mean, I've got a lot of people that call me. And, well, you know, I'm a big shot radio host.
Well, would you finish my omelet there? Just finish the omelet so we can eat.
Well, I don't eat eggs. I've given up eggs eating.
What? You know, What do you eat? Celery?
I don't. Now you got to use a little thinking here. Now,
a little common sense.
A little common sense. I had sweet potato pie last night, but the sweet potato, instead of sugar, had stevia in it. Instead of eggs, I had the egg whites in it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of milk, I had almond milk in it, and it didn't taste too bad. Now, was it as good as a normal sweet potato pie that we've... No, of course not. Look, sugar is the greatest thing to taste there is. But if you wean yourself off of it, it's not too bad. And, Leo, I weighed 206 pounds about a year ago. I'm solid at 185. I never vary. 184.5, 185.
And what are you, about 6'2"?
I'm 6'2". I was 6'3", and I shrunk.
But, well, stop being next to the microwave.
Well, right. But any event, a little common sense is what you eat. I had a great breakfast. I take made a smoothie. I put bananas and strawberries. I put some vegetables in there, like some put some celery in there, and put a few pieces of broccoli, mm-hmm. raw broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put some protein powder. I got the health food store, and I put in some. I put in a few little. Flaxseed, for example, for my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Put some various protein powders, ice. A little yogurt, fat-free yogurt, hit the blender, and boom, it was a wonderful breakfast for me.
You know something, here you are knocking on the door of 100, and you don't look a day over 70.
Right. Well, I'm 77, and I like to think I look much younger than that.
Yeah, but you used to be a runner for years. You set some records at Duke University. I mean, that's, you know, you're still a runner, aren't you?
University of North Carolina is where I went, which is my girlfriends are all at Duke.
Oh, UNC.
I date over, but,
UNC, okay.
But, now, I'll say this. The running takes a toll on you. I know you've run a lot, and you are now biking. As I bike, and because my knees, I've had one knee replacement, and I've had a hip replacement just because I was so active. I did triathlons, and I just kind of beat myself down. So I played a lot of tennis. So you've got to balance out as you hit about 45 or so, unless you have very exceptional bones and joints,
mm-hmm.
you can run into some problems, quite frankly. So, and I think a lot of my listeners know that because they've had the same problem.
Well, yeah, when I stand up now, it sounds like Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop.
Now, if you're a little overweight, and let's face it,
am I that much overweight?
Well, I don't want to comment on the air, Leo. I don't want to embarrass you. There's millions and millions of people listening to us right now. And
Does Orson Welles come to mind?
No, you're not. No, you're not overweight. But a lot of folks are, and they want to do something about it. My point is that all that weight puts that same pressure on your joints, which means you may end up a knee replacement or something like that in early age. So maybe because you run or you've got to lose some weight, for all those reasons, you can end up with some joint problems, and I've had them, but I do fine now. I just don't go out and run marathons. I'll run around the neighborhood or take a long walk with my mm-hmm. wife or something like that. When we walk a good bit, I don't have any problem. But if I would run a long distance like I used to try to do,
mm-hmm.
I'd have some problems. So.
Yeah. Well, if you don't mind, I want to shift gears a second and ask, and this is a test. Do you remember the line 4 score and 7 years ago?
Yes.
What's that from?
Gettysburg.
Gettysburg Address.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln delivered that address on this day 154 years ago.
Did he really?
November 19th, 1863, after the bloodiest battle on American soil.
Well, it was. It was only a four-day war. In fact, I've
4 years.
What?
4 years.
Four-day battle.
Oh, four-day battle. I'm sorry.
And,
okay.
And many people look on that as a definitive battle of the Civil War. I would argue that if you had to pick the definitive battle, it was the six-month siege of Vicksburg because the Union troops were desperate to get control of the Mississippi River. That cut off all the commerce from the South and actually bled them to death. And so General Grant, who became later President Grant, led the siege of Vicksburg. And again, he tried for months, but the cannons up on the hills, if you've never been to Vicksburg, folks, Vicksburg, Mississippi is somewhat south Mississippi, right on the Louisiana-Mississippi line, right on the Mississippi River, and a huge battle there that took place. And I've studied that a lot because you and I, Leo, live fairly close to Vicksburg. Mm-hmm. We were raised up towards Vicksburg,
yep.
And I know that area very well. Grant came down the Louisiana side of the river, finally, to try to sneak around and cross the river at a little town called Waterproof, Louisiana, and then came up
the backside. Yes, folks, that's its real name, Waterproof, Louisiana.
That's right.
That's its real name.
And I know it because I purchased an old plantation home there at Waterproof. I moved it down to my home of Faraday, and that was my plant. You've seen my plantation home.
Yeah, I did.
And interesting story, Grant burned all the plantations as he'd come down the river. He'd come in and say, look, we're taking your cows and your horses and your chickens, and because he had to feed his troops. You know, right. They were living off the land. And so he burned a number of plantations. He got to my plantation. The widow McAllister was living there. Apparently, history says a very pretty lady. Her husband had died, and she was manning the plantation. He says, lady, you got to move out. I'm going to burn your plantation. Please, please don't burn my plantation. And he begged her, and finally they came to some accommodation where the general stayed with her for a few nights at my plantation home, and then crossed
the river. Now, Mr. Brown, you're casting this.
Oh, no, this is all true history. In fact, I've documented all this in some documents I've gotten up at the Vicksburg Civil War Museum in Vicksburg, Mississippi. So, any event. But it is interesting, important today, because the Gettysburg Address was one of the most memorable addresses of Abraham Lincoln. Not real long, wasn't it, Lee? It was a short address.
No, it was very short. As a matter of fact, he wrote it on the train going to Gettysburg, and he only made a couple of different corrections. I mean, there are still physical, I mean, they still have a copy of his handwritten address. And everybody uses it now as a template to learn how to give great speeches. Be short, to the point. What is it? Sit up. Stand up and make your point and sit down. And that's exactly what he did. And he was preliminarily, there was another orator who came on, and he spoke for an hour.
Before Lincoln comes to make his address.
Right.
Well, Lincoln, to me, is a complicated figure. He's always listed as one of the most popular presidents, obviously very significant because of the Civil War. My thought has always been, though, I've always had a problem with why he couldn't find a way to bring this to an end without putting family against family, brother against brother, 600,000 killed, which would be the equivalent of like 10 million people a day. What would happen if Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or Donald Trump oversaw 10 million Americans killing each other? We'd be outraged. So,
well, and you mentioned that about Vicksburg, too. It was a political part of that, too, because they surrendered on July 4th, and that was to help Lincoln win the 1863 election.
No doubt about it. We talked some more about this and many other things. Got a guest coming up, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show with Leo Honeycutt, RadioCommonSense.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll. Yahee!
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, Leo Honeycutt and I here with you on our show. RadioCommonSense.com is our website. Leo, let me tell you an interesting story. I work out at a health club here in my hometown of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I go every day. And I get incensed sometimes when someone is parking in the handicap parking spots. Mm-hmm. So I'm coming up the other day, and I see a car there. It doesn't have a license tag on it saying that it's handicap. So I go over, and I'm going to kind of chew the guy out. Well, then I see
you got to be careful with things like that, Jim.
Why is that?
Chewing somebody out in a parking lot?
Well, I didn't get in the fight, right. But in any event, there was a handicapped spot on his car, and we got talking, and I said, just, you know, what's your handicap? You come here to work out. He said he is a triplegic, which means that he has no use of his feet and one arm. And interesting guy, he's a senior recruiter for a lot of the Firestone stores throughout the South, and works hard, comes to work out at the health club, is able to get around and drive himself. And Leo, you know, you got to play the cards that are dealt to you, but how you play those cards are important. And we can all make the best of some difficult situations. And this gentleman really is. He inspired me so much, asking to be on the show today. Hmm. His name is Brent Vaughn. Like I say, he's a senior recruiter for People Scout. It's a company that gets employees for a variety of companies around the country.
Right.
And so we just want to visit. But hey, Brent, are you there? Glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, good to talk to you, Brent. How's your pre-Thanksgiving weekend going?
It's going wonderful. It's beautiful outside and a beautiful weekend the entire weekend, just enjoying the sun.
And Brent, like I say, I told that you heard my introductory remarks to our listeners, but I was very inspired. I've told our meeting to a number of friends to say that, you know, you just had such a great attitude. You're going ahead and carrying on with a good business. You're working out with yourself. You look like you're in good shape, better shape than an awful lot of people that need to lose some weight out that way. But you really have had a problem. Now you've been a triplegic since most of your life. Is that correct?
Yes, I was born with cerebral palsy, and the triplegic is that both of my legs and my left arm is affected. So I move them in a little bit different fashion than most people. But the thing about it is I was brought up with and put into me that the world gives us nothing. Life just promises us nothing. And if you want something, you need to get up and go out and get it. And that's what I do. There's no regrets. There's no, anger towards anything. This is the hand that the good Lord dealt me, and I'm just going to play it to the fullest.
Well, you certainly have played it to the fullest, Brent, and you've been a real inspiration, I'm sure, to so many people. Now, without the use of your legs and one arm, I think our listeners need to know now, you're able to drive by yourself, is that correct?
Yes. I walk with canes or canes sometimes, depending on how my strength is. So my left arm, I don't have the range that I have in my right arm. The dexterity is not there. As for my legs, I don't quite be able to lift them like most people do or walk the long distances. So when most people look across the field and they see something they want to go see, they just simply get up and start walking. For me, I'm looking at how far it is to walk. The energy is going to take me to get there. The energy is going to take me to get back. So it's a little more detailed. But, again, life is too short not to enjoy every aspect of it.
Now, as far as that, as therapy throughout your life, have you had any special therapy, physical therapy, to deal with this issue, to make your muscles that don't operate on your own where they can be massaged and be stronger? Or how do you deal with the therapy end of it?
I've gone to physical therapy for many, many years. At this point in my life, I go to the gym. I know what I need to do, and I work out in the gym. It's all, pushing yourself. Because we all need to push ourselves to do what we need to do to take care of ourselves in life. So I know the different exercises that I need to do to work out and work the muscles that I need stronger.
Now, when you go to the gym, and you and I go to the same gym, I didn't watch you work out there. We go to L.A. Fitness, which is a national chain that is located here in a number of states. But do you do weights? Do you do stretching? Just what kind of things do you do to keep your muscles in order to give you your full ability to move what you have?
Well, it can be funny at times. I generally get on a cycling bike first. The regular bike that cyclists used to train is the best bike for me. And it's funny because I will actually get on the bike and I will pedal it backwards to begin with for half of my time. And some people will walk in and kind of look at it funny like he's riding backwards. And then I'll turn around and ride it forward. The difference is it's working two different sets of muscles. Even though you're on the same equipment, it's working two different sets. So I do that, and then I get on the weight machines, and some of the weight machines I use to stretch my arms, my shoulders, and work out my legs as well as my back muscles.
How often do you work out like that, Brent?
I try to go four or five times a week. It doesn't always work, but I do try.
Sure, that's right. Any particular diet that you try to adhere to that makes it easier for you for motion and everything like that, or just to eat whatever you want to?
I'm afraid in South Louisiana, I do like most people, and it's a seafood diet. I have no particular diet that I am on. I probably should be, but again, I enjoy life. I go work out, and the workout is more for the strengthening of the arms and leg muscles instead of the weight. There are certain exercises, certain machines that I use actually build up different muscles in my arms, because at times I will use a lightweight sports wheelchair. I was part of a nationally ranked sports team, handicapped sports team, years ago, and I still use a lightweight wheelchair when I go to the airport for business trips or different things that is going to entail a lot of walking. I'll use that chair because it allows me the mobility to get around more, do more things.
Very much so. So how prevalent is cerebral palsy in our country today, Brent? What do you know any how
it is
on the increase?
I used to work for a statewide agency. It doesn't exist anymore. So in the state of Louisiana, and these are old figures, there was probably 3,500 that I knew of around the state, but that was probably 20 years ago. Cerebral palsy is minimal, meaning that my main disability is cerebral palsy. I have scoliosis and stuff very lightly, but majority of individuals with cerebral palsy have multiple disabilities. So there's cognitive disabilities in there as well. Most are very severe. The one thing that I can say about most individuals with cerebral palsy that I've met throughout the years is they want to do more. They want to be functioning in society. They also welcome questions. These are individuals that don't have a chip on their shoulder. I can remember being in my wheelchair at a grocery store, and a little girl was curious, wanted to know, and her mom or her daddy may have, thought it was impolite, and I said, no, let them ask. Knowledge is power. In this day of inclusion, it's wonderful to see so much going on between individuals with disabilities and without. Knowledge is power, and I encourage people to ask questions. I know as someone with a disability, I've never had a problem with someone asking me a question about what's going on.
Well, you've been a wonderful inspiration to me and to, I'm sure, to a lot of our listeners out there today, Brent. And I'm sure glad you just took a moment from your weekend to kind of give us that update. Brent is a senior recruiter for People Scout and operates throughout the South. And, Brent, sure glad to have you on the show. Look, I'll see you out there working out. We'll work out together here in the next few weeks, okay?
Sounds great. Y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Same to you. Take care. What an inspirational guy. Triplegic, no use of two legs in his arm, and just a wonderful inspiration. You just make the best of what you got, which is what we all got to do. Leo Honeycutt and Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Leo Honeycutt. Our website is RadioCommonSense.com. Glad you're joining us on the Common Sense Show today. Leo, I was reading in the morning papers a series of articles, or national articles. This one's out of the Los Angeles Times, about the fact that Uber says it will bring its flying taxis to Los Angeles and to New York by 2020.
Wow.
That's two years away.
That's right.
2 years away, where you'll be able to go up on a rooftop, get into a flying taxi. Now, they say these initial taxis will have a driver, but within another couple of years after that, it'll be driverless. You just will be able to get in the taxi, go up, you know, several thousand feet. There's nobody driving your car. That's going to be a little, your plane's a little apprehensive. These are kind of helicopter planes, if you will. But they'll be able to jump from rooftop to rooftop. And Uber says once it gets going, the price shouldn't be much more than an Uber car today, which is hard to believe.
Well, no, but if you're in New York, that means you've got to fight a crowd going in an elevator up to the top of, say, what used to be the Pan Am building, where they used to shuttle people back and forth. We're talking back in the 60s, 70s, into the 80s, where they would go to the Pan Am building from LaGuardia or JFK, which right. made sense. But now you're talking about having to go up, you know, 40, 50, 80 flights in an elevator to get up to the pad. I'm thinking it's easier to be on the street level and get an Uber driver to pick you up to carry you someplace.
Well, but Leo, my daughter lives down in Tribeca, which is lower Manhattan by the World Trade Center. For her, her husband works uptown, kind of, you know, central Manhattan, kind of like where the NBC building is, 42nd Street, you know, that area. Mm-hmm. It may take him 45 minutes to get up there. That would be a 4 or 5 minute drive.
A flight.
Yeah, one of these flights. So depending on your business and you know, time is money. But it just shows the changes going on and that we're going to see all over.
I must not have much time left.
Right.
If time is money, I must not have much time left.
Well, I hope we both do. I hope we both do. But I'm just showing the changing flow of what our kids and our grandkids are going to be able to take advantage of. One of the problems, I say, is that you know, government often lags behind and how the regulatory system will be put in place. In other words, the Federal Aviation Administration is just not going to let these helicopter planes go all over the place. So what are the rules, and how do you work it out, and how do you not have crashes? The logistics of all that's going to bring a lot of questions, no doubt about it.
And it'll be just a matter of time before they get everything on autopilot anyway, where you won't actually have anybody in the cockpit.
Well,
now, that's a little scary to me.
No, it is very scary, but of course that's the same theory with cars on the road, that you'll be jump in an Uber. You won't own a car. It's going to dramatically change. The insurance company is going to have big problems. They won't have anything to insure because you won't own a car. Why own a car if you can get a driverless car just to pick you up and take you wherever you want to go? And they're as prevalent as bicycles, and so why would you want to fool with a car for many people,
right,
depending on where you live? So all the changing times in which we're in. Other story I read about older drivers most likely to die in motorcycle crashes.
No,
well,
kidding.
But it makes the point that a lot of people, like me, I grew up in a motorcycle from the time I was 17 years old till just a few years back.
Really?
Just a few years back, when I turned 70, I said, hey, time to put the bike down. And what they are saying is that these bigger motorcycles, more powerful, and an older person isn't used to something like that, even if they've been riding all their lives. And so I'm just saying, depending on your age and your dexterity, I was in good shape. I made it to maybe 68, I think, maybe 70, when I put it down and said, I'm not going to have the... Because when you're 30, you can take a spill and come back in 6 months. When you're in your 70s, you take a spill, you're really damaged for life. So no more motorcycles for me, Leo. You're a young guy. I'll leave you to the motorcycles.
Well, thank you, but no.
Hey, Arizona man tries to steal a locomotive. Here's a guy in Phoenix, Arizona. He gets out of jail that morning.
Well, he had to get there somehow.
Well, that's true. I guess so. That makes sense. So he goes to the train yard, and he steals the engine. He starts up the engine and starts to move before they stop him. He's been out of jail 5 hours, and he's right back in jail again. So... And then,
well, here in Louisiana, we just released 1,900 nonviolent offenders. 1,900.
Well, there were several that committed a crime
right away. That's right. And one of them actually filed suit against the judge who had released them and said, I don't have any place to go and no place to live, nothing to do. I won't back in.
Well, they turn these guys loose. Terrible story of John Thompson passed away. There's been a lot of publicity down here about it. Thompson served 18 years on death row. He was innocent. Prosecutors had covered up the evidence showing he was innocent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so when he's turned loose from the state penitentiary, they give him a bus ticket and a $10 bill. That's what he got for his 18 years in on death row.
So you can't sue them after they admit that they...
Oh, so he sues. Rather, he sues the state and gets a $15 million judgment. That sounds like a lot of money. Would you take $15 million if you could be on death row for 18 years? Would you go on death row for 18 years to get $15 million?
I don't think so.
Not in a New York second. And anyway, he gets a judgment in Louisiana, goes to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and they say, yes, he's certainly how he was treated, and the prosecutor lied and covered the whole thing up. It goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, and in a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court says, well, the prosecutor has immunity, that we're not going to make the state pay the $15 million. So he gets the bus ticket and $10, and by a 5-4 decision. And now the 5th Circuit down here along is Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, most conservative district in the whole country. And they say, sure, you got to pay the guy something. He's been on death row for 18 years. The U.S. Supreme Court says, no, he doesn't get a penny. And that shows you how screwed up our judicial system is today, where prosecutors can send a man to jail or be executed, and there's no repercussions to them at all. Those prosecutors should be in jail themselves for doing something
like that.
But
the main guy who perpetrated this, the main prosecutor who did this, was on his deathbed when he confessed it.
He confesses on his deathbed to a fellow prosecutor who holds the information for 5 years. The guy stays on death row for another 5 years before the prosecutor finally, because of his guilt, goes ahead and says, well, here's what the guy told me. So, just a stinking situation involving the injustices that can take place in the federal court system. How about this? Do you grow flowers? You got any flowers in your backyard?
Well, I have a black thumb, but I try.
Hibiscus. A lot of people down here grow hibiscus plants, you know, big blooming flower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this couple has a lot of hibiscus in their backyard. And so some neighbor says there's something kind of odd about all this things that's growing in his backyard. He has lots of flowers. The cops come in, knock down his door, and arrest him saying you're growing marijuana. His wife is, it's flowers. They don't care that she is has no pants on and she's, you know, hardly dressed. They handcuff her, throw her in the cop car, handcuff him, and arrest him. This is in Xavier, Pennsylvania.
Xavier, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Is that a real place?
That's what it is, yeah. So he's arrested, his wife's arrested, they're put in the cruiser. They keep saying, it's flowers. And
they couldn't tell the difference between a hibiscus and a marijuana plant?
Apparently not. So for good reason, they're seeking monetary and compensatory damages and court costs against Xavier, Pennsylvania, and the police department.
So, the hibiscus plant looks nothing like a marijuana plant.
That's what I think. Nothing at all. But they still get arrested along that line.
Well, there's some part to that story we're not hearing.
Well, I'm telling you, this is what I read. I mean, don't you believe everything in the news, Leo? If it's on Facebook, you know it's got to be
true. It's got to be real.
Got to be real. I mean,
and
we don't have a lot of time to talk about it. We'll do it here later on the next hour coming up. But
I like this book coming up, too, in the next hour.
Our viewers about it. They've got a great book called Anatomy of a Failure, Why America Loses Every War It Starts. And it's by Dr. Harlan Ullman. He's going to be here right after the top of the news. And he says, you know, Korea, we basically lost the Korean War. We just picked up and left. Vietnam, we got beaten. Vietnam, we just picked up and hightailed out. We're still hunkered down and bogged down in Afghanistan and Iraq.
The longest war we've been involved in the history of the country has been this ongoing Middle East thing.
No doubt about it. And so Dr. Harlan Ullman is going to join us. It's a book that's gotten raves from General Colin Powell, John Kerry, General James Jones. So it apparently is a very significant book in the debate. And his premise is, he'll tell us about coming up, is that we're just not prepared. We jump into these things feet first and don't really prepare ourselves. Hey, Leo Honeycutt's here with me, the Common Sense Show. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break for the news, take a little pause. I'm going to freshen up my coffee, and we'll come on back and talk some more with Dr. Ullman. Plus lots more. We're going to talk about Italian ways to fix your Thanksgiving dinner. Hey, we got a lot. They ought to give us 3 more hours today, Leo.
That's Italian.
Right. That's so much to talk about. RadioCommonSense.com. Hang in. We'll be right back at the top of the hour.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray, of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.